Welcome to Live Abundant Group Radio Show, where we teach, coach, train, and mentor our listeners how to become financially free through real estate investing, business ownership, entrepreneurship, and self-development. I'm your host, Stephen Warnock, teacher by day and entrepreneur by night. Without further ado, let's get into the show. All right, welcome back to the Live Abundant Group Radio Show. I'm excited about today's podcast. I'm going to be talking about and sharing how to overcome the four major obstacles that every new real estate investor faces. I heard a stat and I read it the other day that about 95% of people that say they're interested in real estate and starting to invest in real estate actually end up doing anything about it. So 5% have success and 95% fail or fail to ever even get started. And I started thinking about that and wanted to process why that was. So I narrowed it down to four things, four obstacles. And so I'm gonna share that with you guys today, and I'm excited about it. So this is gonna help anybody who's interested in becoming a real estate investor, and kind of give you some things to think about and how to approach your success and how to become part of the 5% who actually take action and have an opportunity to experience success. So, as an investor myself, an entrepreneur, someone who can mentor and coach others, other dreamers, other doers, I remember how it was when I first getting started. It was hard to know where to get started, what to do, how to do it, and where to begin. So that's what I'm doing. I wanted to kind of give you this information. If you're in that space of how to get started, this will be a great start. This will be a good podcast to listen to. So the first major obstacle is a lack of knowledge, period. There's a lot of guru experts. There's a lot of advice out there on the internet, YouTube University. You could learn a lot online, but it does become challenging to sift through the good and the bad at times. Number two, the second major obstacle that real estate investors face is going to be the lack of time. Most people are working a full-time job. Most people are seeing real estate as a way out of their job. And so it takes time to do it. And a lot of times people just don't have the time to get started and fail to take action. Number three, the third biggest obstacle that people face as a new investor is a lack of money, a lack of good credit. And so often this deters people to taking action, and it's directly related to the first obstacle, a lack of knowledge, a lack of education, because it's possible to complete a real estate transaction without any money or credit of your own, but you do need to bring some resources to the table, some knowledge, some how-to. And so the major obstacle, though, number four, that 95% of all new real estate investors will face is the lack of relationships. It really comes down to the lack of relationships, the people. Who do you know and who do you not know? I can't tell you how many times I've heard it. You know, I'm looking for a mentor. I'm looking for an experienced investor to follow. You know, not everybody grows up in that environment where they know the right people and can be connected to the right people. And so this prevents a lot of people, a lot of new investors from even moving forward. And what I notice is that these obstacles, these four obstacles, are preventing 95% of people from having success. And I just thought, well, what the heck? Why? That doesn't make sense to me that would stop people. What I started to look at is that each of these four obstacles, what they actually do is they create massive amounts of fear. So fear is the culprit. Fear is what is needed to be overcome. So as you overcome fear, then you can overcome every investor obstacle that is ever presented in front of you. But to do that, first you have to understand where fear is coming from. Let's look at that. So first, fear, it usually stems from a lack of knowledge, a lack of experience, unaware of red flags, which makes it easy to make rookie mistakes. And then finally, you just don't know what you don't know. You just don't know that you don't know something. But there are some steps that people can take. And that's what I want to provide today on this podcast, is just some ideas of where to go. If you're feeling like you're in this space where you're looking to get started, you're faced with some of these obstacles, and really what it comes down to is it creates fear, hesitance, analysis paralysis, it's called, where you're just not pulling the trigger, taking action. There are some steps you can take. So number one, the first thing to do, invest in the right type of education, period. Number two, find a seasoned investor to follow. Three, avoid rookie mistakes by starting with a JV partner, a joint venture partner. And four, become aware of what you know and become very aware of what you don't know. At least acknowledge what you don't know, okay? And so I want to dive into each four action steps that you can take. So the first one, invest in the right type of education. What do I mean? I've said this before in other podcasts. We have two very separate and different education systems. There's the academic system, going to school, going to college, getting good grades. And then there's financial, self-development, self-help, self-improvement education. Jim Rohn has said, if you want to double your income, you'll need to triple your investment in yourself. Now, consider this. Is he referring to your investment in academics? Or is he referring to education, investing in yourself that's going to produce a skill or teach you a skill, teach you a trade that is going to add value to the marketplace? So consider cost of college tuition and the reward that is given after college tuition has been paid. A lot of times you end up in $50,000, $60,000, $70,000, $100,000 in debt, and the reward is a salary, $50,000, $60,000, $100,000 of salary. So the question I ask, is it realistic to expect a $30,000 profit from a fix and flip without investing in some type of education, course, book, seminar, weekend boot camp? You have to invest in the right type of education to get the results you desire. All right, but some words of caution. Not all real estate investing courses are made equal. Some companies honestly will charge in excess to 50 grand. It's crazy. And so you need to be careful. You know, they do a great job at selling you on information, but really they lack mentorship, they lack masterminding opportunities, and lack community support. And if you're lucky, you'll get maybe a 1-800 number or an email and be able to work with someone closely like that. They can give you some advice, but not always. So just some things to think about. The second step was to follow a seasoned investor. How do you do that if you don't know anybody in your family or friends or close relatives or whatever? If you don't know anybody that is in this space, it becomes very challenging. First, you have to get uncomfortable, and you have to be comfortable with being uncomfortable. So you got to start attending meetups. You know, make your pitch to anybody who will listen long enough. And remember that real estate is a contact sport. It's not a contract sport, meaning it's all about relationships. And what I would recommend to everybody is consider joining masterminds. And a lot of times there's fees that are required, but consider it an investment in your future. Consider it an investment in your fortune, building your wealth. So it's not a spending expense. It's an investment in yourself. All right, but caution, not all meetups or real estate investor associations have you and your needs in their best interest. They just don't. A lot of times, you know, your goals are not necessarily the priority of the meetup or priority of the association. So it's important that you spend some time going to different meetups, meeting new groups and new networks, and look for the one that's right for you. Number three, avoid rookie mistakes by starting with a JV partner or a joint venture partner. And this is important because you can partner on your first few deals. You can partner up with people on the first several deals to mitigate the risk and to lower the chances of making mistakes. And what happens is you'll reduce the risk and mistakes because you're bouncing ideas off each other. You're bouncing any troubles or obstacles that arise in the project that you're working on. You guys can problem solve together. You know, between the two or three of you, you can really approach this in the right way. You know, and then from the meetups you've been attending, find your partner. Find the people that you're going to do business with at these meetups that you go to and at the mastermind that you invest in. But caution, just because a JV partner might be part of the group you're involved in or a network that you're a part of, it doesn't necessarily mean that they'll be honest. So it's important to do thorough due diligence. It's important to run all terms, operating agreements, partnership agreements by a real estate attorney. Make sure that you protect yourself, protect everybody that is involved, and it's worth every penny to do that. Number four, the last way to overcome fear is to become aware of what you know, and especially become aware of what you don't know, and to acknowledge it. Be humble, be coachable, be teachable, be trainable, and allow yourself to have time to listen and observe more than talk. You need to be in a space where you're surrounded by people that know more than you, that are doing what you want to know how to do, and you are observing, you are listening, you are tracking what people are doing. And remember that it takes time. Let the time foster your education, foster your experience, your awareness, and build your relationships. And remember that real estate is not a get-rich-quick scheme. It doesn't happen overnight. It doesn't happen over a year. It doesn't happen over 3, 5, 10 years sometimes. But it does happen because it's a get-rich-quicker system that you can plug into. And hopefully, when what you've discovered at this point is when you conquer fear by becoming educated and applying that education, it becomes knowledge. You join a network or a meetup or a mastermind, and you now can begin to leverage other people's time. You can also partner up on deals with the same people that you meet in these meetups, and you can leverage other people's money and credit if you don't have the money and credit to do it. And then finally, you can also follow these investors. That's where you're going to build the most relationships, by putting yourself out there into an uncomfortable situation that maybe is brand new to you. But by doing all those things, you will overcome fear. And when you overcome fear, you're going to be able to overcome any obstacle that you face as a new real estate investor. So hopefully this gave you some value today. The goal today was just to share some steps that you might be able to take. I believe there's a solution for all of this in one full swoop, and it's through Renatus Essentials. And if you're looking for ways to gain the real estate investing knowledge, the business knowledge to be successful, the support, if you're looking for experienced, seasoned investors to surround yourself with so that you can take action, so that you can find the partner, so that you can have the private lenders, all your cabinet members, the mentorship, all the peer mentorship that you could possibly want, then Renatus Essentials is the answer, the Essentials Masterclass. So invest in the right type of education, join a mastermind group, go to a meetup, and become the investor that you want to become. And you can get more information about Renatus Essentials at liveabundantgrp.com/Renatus-Essentials. And Renatus is spelled RENATUS. Guys, I look forward to seeing you in the next podcast. If you liked anything that you heard today, share it with a friend, a relative, coworker, even a stranger. We don't care. Get the message out that we're changing lives. We're changing lives through real estate investing, business ownership, entrepreneurship, and self-development. You can become financially free, and everybody around us can learn how to do it too. We appreciate the share. Until next time.